Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about joy and understanding that the Christmas season, Jesus came to show us what joy really looks like. And his arrival was designed and announced to bring great joy to all peoples. And so throughout the week, we're going to be talking and praying about different things the Bible says about the joy that we ought to live with and how to accomplish that. And more so, probably how to experience than actually accomplish it. It's a work that God produces in us. We talked about that yesterday as joy being a part of the fruit of the Spirit and being produced by God's Spirit within us. And today we're going to talk and pray about joy that is complete. Sounds like something we all would benefit from, that we would all want. Philippians 2, verse 2, says, "Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose." Paul had just written in verse 1 of Philippians chapter 2, asking a question regarding what the people had experienced in Christ, asking if they've received any encouragement, any benefit, anything that was good. And if you have, and the way that it's written is, they say it's designed in a way that the expected answer is, of course we have. And when we think about the goodness that God has put into our life, and when we pause here at the Christmas season and we reflect on Jesus coming to be born as a baby, and we say, of course God has blessed our life. Of course God has brought goodness into our life. Of course he has encouraged us. Then make our joy complete by being like-minded, one in spirit, one in love, having a unity that comes through Christ. Philippians chapter 2 is one that I've used in previous years as a Christmas text. It describes Jesus coming to earth. And it does so in a way that suggests and instructs that we should have the same mind as that found in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and took on flesh, became obedient as a servant in order to be a Savior. And this complete joy is one that relies on how we interact with God and how we interact with others. And so we look at this from two different sides. Are we experiencing a complete joy by the way that we center our thoughts on Jesus? He says to be like-minded. Well, we can be like-minded about a lot of different things, but oftentimes it's those things that we're not like-minded on that destroys relationships. But if we're like-minded regarding Christ, then he's in charge of all of those other things. And the differences begin to build us up and strengthen us rather than pull us apart and destroy us. this complete joy comes as we recognize God's in charge. And so then we begin to consider what it looks like to benefit others, even above ourselves. That unity of spirit, of love, comes because of Jesus. Christmas is a time of year when many people come together for a common cause to help others. And there's a camaraderie that exists when we work together for the benefit of someone else. But it's not just at Christmas that that should happen. God's desire is that His body, the church, those of us who... I'm sorry, deer just walked by my window, got distracted. Those of us who belong to Christ ought to be united, ought to have that same purpose of seeing others know Him. And to recognize a unity of spirit, a unity of purpose, comes not because we agree on what color we think the walls ought to be painted or what we ought to serve for a fellowship meal, but that same unity of purpose comes because we believe people ought to hear about Jesus. And our desire is that they would respond to the message of Jesus. And we grow in joy when we realize there's nothing greater than seeing people respond to God's message. The Bible talks about the angels of heaven rejoicing when any of us repent and turn to God. How much more should we rejoice when we see that happening around us? God's desire is that we would know Him and that others would know Him. He says His desire is that no one would perish, that everyone would come to repentance. We live with that complete joy. We begin to at least grow in that complete joy when we get our priorities straight. And we align ourselves with God's Word. And He knits us together, not simply as a person in our mother's womb, but He knits us together as the body of Christ, giving each of us value and importance. A task that is meaningful, regardless of how obvious it looks, regardless of how much notice it gets. God says, we're all important. We're all vital. And it's living with that unity of spirit and purpose, that unity of mind, that unity of love that helps us to extend that value to one another. And when we see people recognize that they belong not just to an organization, but more importantly, they belong to the body of Christ, they belong to Him, we ought to be filled with a complete joy. Just as they become filled with a complete joy. Because they've been transformed by Jesus. You see, in this life that we live, the things that divide us are numerous. Because we're unique creations of God. But when we choose to focus on the work of Jesus in our life and in the lives of those around us, the work that He has done, the work that He is doing, the work that He intends to do, we begin to not only have a complete joy, but we begin to make the joy of others complete. Because we live under the headship of Jesus. And our unity, our like-mindedness is centered and based upon Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need to have a joy that surpasses understanding, a joy that surpasses anything that this world could offer. Father, we recognize that our joy can be made complete as we turn to You and we grow in this unity and like-mindedness of spirit, of purpose. But Father, that we also have that task and that ability to make the joy of others complete. As we surrender ourselves to You, as we live with a greater unity, not based on the criteria of this world or any person's decision on what we ought to do or ought not to do, but based on the authority of Your Word. The power of Your Spirit within us. And so God, as we consider the joy that we ought to live with, as we consider the joy that we ought to bring to others, may we continually grow to that completeness that You have called us to, that You make possible. Father, may this Christmas season that we are in the midst of be one that challenges us to live in a different way all year long. A way of giving, a way of understanding, a way of obedience to You. A way of love. And Father, as we do this, may our joy continually grow. And may that joy be part of the reason that people ask about the hope that is within us. And may we share that good news of Jesus. May we share the joy that He puts within us. And yet, Father, even as we pray about joy this week, I know that there are many who are having a hard time finding that level of joy. Many that are having a hard time finding joy at all. Numerous families that are going through this Christmas season without a loved one for the first time. Some, the grief is still fresh. Some, it's been most of the year, but it's still the first Christmas without a child, without a mom, without a dad, without a brother or sister, without a spouse, without someone they care deeply about. So, Father, I pray that You would help us to live with this joy that goes beyond circumstances, that goes beyond the happiness face that we try to paste on, but involves this unity of spirit and love and purpose. God, today I also pray for my friends at International Disaster Emergency Service as they respond to disasters all over the world, with one of the more recent ones being tornado damage in Tennessee, as they help pick up pieces and take hope to people in the name of Jesus, people whose Christmas celebrations and family gatherings have been changed and disrupted because of the damage and destruction that they live in the midst of. May you continue to help all of those who help others. And Father, for every one of us, may our joy be complete and may our life help complete the joy of others as we live in submission to Jesus. May we respond faithfully to Him. May we lift Him up in everything that we do and say, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.